Thank you. I think. It's true about the ferret, though, and the mice. How did you remember that after all these years? I once shared my bed with a ferret without meaning to. And the story isn't half as interesting as the fact, so we'll just leave it right there. Thank you all for coming tonight, and thank you to the Poetry Center for asking me to come from Pennsylvania. And this is called On the 7th Anniversary of the U.S. Invasion of Afghanistan. Your body is a white palette, covering a sacrifice of gills, some moon's clement misanthropy. I do not mean it does not love us, only that inside the ash-gold camber physics makes, your breath exerts a gravity trapped in winter's porcelain teeth through which hunger, like some history, keeps peering. The dogs run round and round the salt well of your hair, barking. I almost wrote banking. In the language of fur coats, something already dead and ornamental, a bamboo grove in January, offering its own guided tour of the war, its broad cranium, its massive hips. Sometimes I think we are all figures in a portrait war is painting. Other times, the canvas on which war paints. If I say devotion is a candle in the shape of a bell, you are already 6,000 miles away from the neighboring place setting, a French forest, through which soldiers sight my sister bent low over thrust smoking flare. I like to imagine it in this penultimate moment as a breathing thing that turns in current with eyes that magnify, that feels pain after all, scientists now maintain. What we call darkness, it calls desert. Before language, there was this idea of language. To record the empathy, the mirage, the attractions of both chance and surgery, of body to bomb. The chapped hand of the one who stoops now to trouble this water.